The United States yesterday urged Sudan to publicly agree to the last phase of a plan to get international peacekeepers into Darfur and prodded reluctant UN members to contribute troops to such a mission. The statement was released after UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon protested at the arrests and beatings of UN and other relief staff in Darfur. Vanessa Greco has this report.
Darfur police and security officials arrested 20 United Nations, African Union and other aid workers on Friday at a social gathering in Nayala. Five UN staff members were beaten with rifles, and one accused police of sexually assaulting her. Simon Criddle of the World Food Programme says this matter is not to be taken lightly.
This is a very serious matter. What happened has been reported to the highest levels of the UN and governments around the world. The Secretary General has obviously come out today and strongly condemned what took place in Nayala. And moreover, the American State Department has also issued a statement saying that they're very unhappy about what happened.
The African Union confirmed rebel reports that the government bombarded their positions in Enka and Korma on January 16th and 19th. More than 200,000 people are estimated to have died and 2.5 million forced from their homes in 4 years of rape, pillage and murder in Darfur. Violence Washington calls genocide. Highlighting the desperate situation in Darfur was a hijacking of a plane this week by a 24-year-old man who says he is neither a terrorist nor a rebel. The young man said he was simply trying to escape the degrading and humiliating treatment at home in Darfur. I'm Vanessa Greco.